Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Yes, thanks for your company. We are only days away from our annual Liquor Industry Awards, our Lion Liquor Industry Awards, Friday, October 15 at the Crown Perth, the social event of the year, if I do say so myself. As you know, we have a range of awards on offer on the night, and there are going to be some pretty interesting results by all accounts. I can't give away anything more because I'll get into trouble, but it's definitely an awards night you don't want to miss. Now, part of the attraction on the night, other than the food and the band and special guests lined up, are some of our pop-up bars, which will be featuring a special kind of gin and vodka. To tell us more, we're joined by Steve Pickup from Vanguard Luxury Brands. Steve Pickup, love that name. Welcome to Packaged.
Thanks, Peter. Great to be here.
Vanguard Luxury Brands, VLB. What is it? Who are they? How did you form?
Yeah, thanks, Peter. Vanguard Luxury Brands started in 2008. It was started by James France. He comes from a spirit background, marketing of premium spirits. Came back to Australia after a stint in the US and saw there was a gap in the market for great premium spirits. And started with a suitcase flying around the country.
As you do.
And just popping into the best bars and retailers in the country and just selling his wares. 13 years later, Lion, the good guys at Lion have kept an eye out for us, and we've now been taken under their wing. So we fall as part of the Lion umbrella. Still business as usual for us, very much so at Vanguard Luxury Brands, just with a big brother there, I suppose, helping us achieve what we're trying to achieve out there. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting and good to be part of the Lion umbrella. When we talk and think about VLB products, What do we commonly know?
For your listeners or our listeners out there, definitely Four Pillars Gin. That would be the one that most, if not all, your listeners will have.
And our members.
And members, yes, of course. Without the members, we would not be here today. Thanks, guys. Four Pillars is really the main brand that we're pushing. And it's been doing fantastic for us. We're really stoked with the brand and what we've been doing. Of course, we have a really great premium portfolio. So Four Pillars is number one for us. But we've got some cracking Australian spirits as well.
Tell us more about those.
Yeah, so obviously there's Four Pillars out of Healesville, Victoria, but we have Gospel as well out of Melbourne. They're doing Australian rye whiskey. And we've also got Morris, which is Australian single malt. Very new, just launched this year.
Where's that from?
So that's from Victoria as well.
Okay.
It's maybe some of your members and listeners will know Morris of Rutherglen, the fortified wine company.
Okay.
And so Casella has bought that Morris company and now making Australian single malt as well as the fortified wine. So really exciting stuff. And then we've got international brands as well. So Floridacana rum from Nicaragua is one of ours. Michter's American whiskey, so bourbon rye as well. We've got a fantastic premium agave portfolio as well. So tequila, mezcal. Enough to keep the parties going, that's for sure, into the late night.
So you've got a really bad and boring job, right?
It is very tough. have to try these for sure. Thankfully, I do love spirits and enjoy everything involved. So, yeah, really great portfolio. And when James France started, it was really about the best brands for the best bars and retailers. And we're still going strong with that motto. It's quite a selection process if you want to get into to Vanguard, and we've seen some really great successes across obviously small bars and on premise, but the off premise has really turned a corner in terms of the premiumization, especially post COVID. People want to
Well, it depends which state you're in, obviously.
Of course. Well, there's only one state, isn't there? WA. So we've seen some really interesting buying patterns change. I know in Vanguard for sure, people wanting to experience better drinks at home. And when they're out with their friends socializing and stuff. And I think this summer's going to be very strong with that as well. So
it's the great escape.
It is.
Looming.
You have to live vicariously through your palate. Yeah. You can't travel. So they do it with drinks now, which is awesome.
So it's interesting, you know, that people are looking for a new experience and that, you know, the brand is still popular and it's a hard selection process, I think is how you described it. Given the state of lockdown in the last 18 months, and we now Melbourne is officially the most locked down city, which, and Melbourne's a great place for small bars, or any kind of bar really, any yep. kind of entertainment precinct, you can't go wrong no matter what laneway or corner you turn down in the CBD. So how difficult or how challenging is it for suppliers and for companies like yourself to sort of keep delivering it and still sort of being at the forefront of people's minds if they're not really venturing out?
Yeah, it's been really interesting and it's a great question. It's for us, it's about engagement. So for Four Pillars, for example, it's all about engagement with their customers, which are the members' customers as well. So we, you know, make sure that Four Pillars are, and they make sure that they're engaging and relevant, not posting about international trips, which we can't do. It's how are you enjoying your drinks at home? How do you make the drinks at home? What do you mix them with? Short, sharp content that they can digest easily.
So the content creators have been forced to really earn their money this time around.
Yes, thankfully. But no, yeah, and releases, like limited releases, seem to keep the interest there as well. So what have we done? Four Pillars launched Olive Leaf Gin, which is a savoury gin, wow. last year during COVID.
Anything with olives is good for you, right?
Yeah, totally.
Keeps COVID away too.
With the olive and the alcohol, it's perfect, right? Yeah. So that launched, and then we had Spice Trade Gin came out, which a lot of the members had access to. That was a very much limited collaboration gin. And now we've got the new RTD, which is dropping, which is exciting.
Yeah, so you've got it here in front of you, the yep. Rare Dry Gin and Tonic. Little 250ml four-pack cans.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so always been in the works with the Four Pillars guys. The Four Pillars, obviously Rare Dry Gin is the hero gin. It's where it all started. Makes one of the best gin and tonics in Australia.
I'm not a big gin drinker, Steve.
Okay.
We'll change that. I'm sure you will. With all the goodies you brought in. So is there a difference? Dumb question, number one. Is there a difference between gin and rare dry gin?
So all gin has to have juniper as a dominant flavour in it. So the main thing that makes rare dry, I suppose, stand out is there's two things. It's the use of the botanicals. Well, it's two botanicals really that stand out. And that's the lemon myrtle, so Australian native botanical lemon myrtle. That packs a punch. So we don't need to use other citrus like lemon or lime. So the lemon myrtle's is one of the key botanicals. And then organic oranges.
Organic.
Organic oranges. So
you've got me at organic.
Yeah. So it's healthy as well. So organic oranges. We're very lucky in Australia to get oranges 11 months of the year. Mm. So it means we can use oranges in the production. And so when you're having a rare dry gin and tonic, you know, using a nice premium tonic, of course, nice wedge of orange, Four Pillars wanted to recreate that in a can, and they were very conscious that a lot of the other gin and tonics out there in cans or gin RTDs miss the mark a little bit. Little touch of sugar here and there, and sweetness seems to hide what they're trying to achieve.
Now, is this like the other stuff? Is it gluten-free and zero calories?
No.
Low calories?
We're not trying to hide we're not trying to be something we're not. Right. It's a gin and tonic. Yeah. It's a bloody good gin and tonic. You know, walk to the park and then you get your calorie counters there and have a gin and tonic. You know, that's where you'll get that. So we're not trying to be like a seltzer or anything like that. Definitely just a great gin and tonic is what we're trying to recreate. So So Cam actually had to recreate the recipe, or he kind of worked on the recipe a little bit more of the rare dry gin. So at its heart, it's still rare dry gin. He's just dialed up juniper and dialed up the oranges. So
so we don't need to add in lime or anything.
You can just crack
as it is.
Yep.
It's inbuilt.
It's in its DNA. Exactly, yeah. So actually, normally about 40 kilos of the organic oranges go into the rare dry gin. For this one, there's about 90 kilos of orange. So wow. Definitely keeping the orange growers happy.
Yeah. So you get your splash of vitamin C as well. Oh, you guys are just, you know, you keep ticking all the boxes.
Yep. Yeah. That's, we're looking out for everybody out there. And so, yeah, you can rip the lid off and have it as is. Of course, if you do have your ice glass and a bit of orange, then more than enjoyable with the additional orange.
What's the alcohol content for each little 250ml can?
5%, one standard drink.
Wow.
Definitely had to nail that one.
Packing a punch. Thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah, I think the one standard drink's where we're probably focusing on. So hit that one standard drink. People are aware of how much they've had, you know, how much they're consuming. So that is one thing that people are sort of leaning to, is the consumption side. So we're not saying we're not saying drink more. We're just saying drink better. That's definitely one of the taglines for Four Pillars, and one that we've always talked about. And that one standard drink seems to be what people are after.
It's interesting you say that, because over the years and over the decades, obviously we've got more choice across a whole range of beverages, right?
Yep.
Back in the days when you know, you and I were probably venturing out as, you know, young days, which we won't go into.
Yeah, let's not.
The choice was more limited, obviously.
Yep.
Now there seems to be a greater range, a more health conscious, you know, low diet, high fat, whatever you want. There's something for everyone. Do you find the market keeps on evolving, it keeps on changing, and therefore you need to satisfy that evolving, that ongoing change?
Yeah, I think you do. Like consumers, you know, they talk with their feet. If you don't have what they want, then they'll go find it somewhere else. So I think you do need to evolve. You need to be open and you know, need to be flexible and agile. I feel that gone are the days where, you know, if you don't stock it, so be it. I think you need to be a little bit more flexible. But also, it provides an opportunity. I see it as an opportunity to have a conversation, a good old conversation with consumers. So, you know, they might have an idea in their mind, this is what they want. I was at an event on Saturday, and you know, people are very much focused on something, but you have a conversation with them, understand what they're trying to look for and what they're after, and you know, pretty much you can either convince them to have something else. Or, you know, maybe it's getting it in for them or pointing them in another direction. So I feel that there is a lot of new opportunities in the market, but there's also some saturation happening out there as well. Yeah. So, you know, when you see a trend happening, a lot of people want to jump on it. You know, we'll see who stays around for the long time. We're definitely know that the Four Pillars Rare Dry Gin and Tonic in the can is going to be around here for a long time, which is exciting.
So that's the gin.
Yep.
Gin and vodka is going to be on show at our awards night on October 15.
Yep.
We're going to have a couple of pop-up bars with the VOB Four Pillars branding. So you're going to be behind the are you going to be on there on the night mixing and stirring?
I have hung up my apron. Gone of the bartending days. When we started nearly 5 years ago, definitely was jumping behind the bar. But now I just want to go out and chat with members and listeners who are coming along to the LSA Awards. So it's going to be exciting. So I've got some great bartenders working for me on the night. So excited.
Is the rare dry gin and tonic going to be on offer on the night?
Yeah, yep. So okay. I've got a great bartender ripping the lid off these. So okay. That's going to be exciting. So, yeah, definitely Rare Dry Gin and Tonic at the post-bar pop-ups. So yes. Post-event pop-ups. So swing on by and say good day, and we'll be there talking about this. And then the other one will be the new vodka.
Yes. What's it called?
So this is called Tilda.
Right. How long has that been out in the market?
It's been out. This week it's launching, actually, so it's going to be super brand new for everyone at the LSA Awards. It'll be our first event ever showing this off in, I think, in Australia, because pretty much the East Coast is still in lockdown. So yes. We're really excited to showcase this. So this is the first a Vanguard first. It's our first actual brand that we're launching. So we've developed this with the guys at Lion, with the team at Lion, and we've created this absolutely amazing Australian-made raw vodka. And
is I'll it show you West bottle, Australian mate. As well?
It's not West Australian. I know. I wish it was, but that's okay.
All right, where's it from?
So this is a bit of a collab across the state. So the base product is made in the Geelong brewery of Little Creatures.
Yes.
So the brewer out there, he gets the base grains, mm-hmm. Does the fermentation there, and then we ship it to New South Wales to a small distillery there where we finalise the product through distillation and a bit of filtration, not a lot. It's really, we took our time with this brand because we wanted to do it right, and it's moving away from that sort of clean, crisp, blue, cold, pure vodka, and it's going a bit more Australian, so a bit more rough, a bit more raw is the term that we've got. So Tilda Australian raw vodka, as you can see on the label. Yeah. You know, look, I'm showing Peter the label, guys, so it's not really good for the podcast, but
we'll put a photo up later. It's all right.
Yeah, so like ripped edge on the branding here. Those beautiful Australian colours in the back. That ochre
up against the glass. Yes.
Yeah. So really excited to have this out, and you know, it's something a bit different, Australian made, not so clean and pure. We want people to actually taste what they're drinking in these vodkas, so we'll have this as well. We'll be doing some beautiful vodka sodas on the night as well. So gin and tonic and vodka soda is the call at the LSA Awards next Friday. That.
And you've also brought something else for the more diet slash health conscious. What do you got hiding there?
Yeah, so
something else. What is that?
We do dabble in the mixes and sodas. So we look after Strange Love now. So Strange Love mixes and sodas. So I have bought in some Holy Basil Grapefruit.
Holy
sodas.
Grapefruit.
Holy Basil and Grapefruit soda for Peter when he needs a nice
little
drink.
Don't worry, I'm taking that bottle of vodka home. Don't worry about that. Just don't tell anyone else.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, Strange Love Victorian mixes and sodas, so Australian made. You know, that idea of drinking better and drinking at home and having those experiences is really something that Strange Love have embraced. So we've got, you know, Tonic Number 8, Coastal Tonic, and the Bitter Lemon, Salted Grapefruit in the mixes, and then we've also got these 300ml low-cal sodas. So great for trying to make some highballs at home with some premium spirits, but also if you just need to have a non-alcoholic soda, the Strange Love do that as well.
And I can see on the packaging it says low-cal.
Low-cal, tick that box. But yeah, it's something that, you know, that these guys, the Strange Love guys, are pretty passionate about as well. You know, they are aware that flavour is number one, and the fact that they can deliver a really, really great flavoured soda at low calorie as well, then that's awesome.
Could you mix that with a gin or a vodka?
100%. So we've got some really good little signature serves that we do. So the Strange Love, this Holy Basil Grapefruit would work really nicely with the
Tilda.
The Tilda. Of course, some Four Pillars Rare Dry in there, definitely.
Now tell me, Tilda, is that short for Matilda?
No.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, let's say yesterday. So this little squiggle is actually a tilde. So that actually is where that refers to. Of course, the Australian side of it, tilde, Matilda, yes. Yeah. Like that's what we're going to talk to people about. And it's probably a nice selling point as well.
Play on the word.
Play on the word, yep. So I'll take that one for sure. Right. But that is, we're sort of looking at that saying it's a departure from the common vodka that people know, and it's something a little bit different, being an Australian-made raw vodka.
Steve, fascinating insight into gin, vodka, and grapefruit. Before we do let you go, you knew how many kilos of oranges go into the gin and the red vodka. How many kilos of grapefruit go into the that low-cal soda there? Go on. I'm joking.
I don't know that. Jeez, you stumped me there. Yeah, but I'll go and
make
find
it up.
Out.
Make it up. It's all good. Look, Steve Pickup from VLB, Vanguard Luxury Brands. Thanks for coming in. I've actually learnt quite a few things and a new appreciation for gin, vodka, and even grapefruit. So looking forward to seeing you on the at the LSA Awards night, the Lion Liquor Industry Awards night, October 15 at the Crown. Look out for the pop-up bar. Steve will be there. He'll be serving you up, well, won't be serving you up, but he'll be encouraging you strongly to try the Four Pillars Rare Dry Gin and Tonic, the Tilde Australian Raw Vodka, and the Strange Love Holy Grapefruit. I think we've got all the branding out there now. Steve, thanks for coming in and look forward to seeing you on the night.
Peter, thanks so much and look forward to seeing all your members there as well.